Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Your mind is the greatest gift God has given you. And that's why today we continue with a brand new series called Rethinking Your Life. In these lessons, Pastor Rick shares the 9 biblical pillars we need to reshape our minds so that we can become more like Jesus Christ. In just a moment, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of this year's brand new Daily Hope Advent Calendar. It's beautiful. Just go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part 2 of a message called How to Win Over Persistent Temptations.
So, first I've got to know what emotions make me vulnerable, and they're the negative ones. And then second, I've got to know the circumstances, the situations, or the places, or the people that make me vulnerable. Now, if I don't spend time thinking that through, I'm not really serious about overcoming temptation. If you just blow this off and you never really give any thought to it, you're just going to keep falling over for the same temptations, the same habits over and over and over. But if you spend some time and smart people, wise people, mature people sit and go, they're self-aware. What makes me vulnerable? What emotions make me vulnerable? And what people make me vulnerable? What expressions and experiences and situations make me vulnerable? Once you know the answer to that, then you can go to step 4, which is plan to avoid those situations. You just plan to avoid those situations. If I don't want to get stung, I stay away from the bees. I don't walk into a beehive if I'm allergic to bee stings. The Bible says in Proverbs 4, verse 26 and 27, plan carefully what you do. Avoid evil. Okay? How do you avoid evil? By doing the first thing. Plan carefully what you do. Avoid evil, walk straight ahead, don't go one step off to the right, off the right way. You know, I actually memorized this verse when I was a teenager living in Nagasaki, Japan, helping plant a brand new church. And I was 18 years old, and the home that I was staying at was the missionary's home up on the hill, and the only way to get to it is you had to walk, I had every day walked through the red light district of Nagasaki, Japan, where prostitutes were out on the street and pornography and posters of nudity literally everywhere. And I literally walked down through that area and back through that area twice a day. And I had to remember this verse, avoid evil, walk straight ahead. Don't get your eyes one way or the other. Just keep walking forward because I didn't want to be distracted by all of that there. Now, this thing of plan ahead is just common sense. If you're serious like about dieting, you need to take healthy snacks with you during the day. Because if you don't have healthy snacks with you during the day, you're going to pick up the donut that's there. And if you're going to take your kids, you're on a diet and you're going to go to the county fair, you need to take snacks. Because they got deep fried everything there. And that's just planning ahead. You know what I'm talking about? And so if you're going to do that with food, you can do it with anything else too. If you're saying, you know what, I'm struggling with alcohol, then you don't go to a bar to watch a game or to eat pretzels. You just don't go there, okay? You plan ahead. If you're struggling with porn in your life, you don't dare walk into an airport bookstore where you're all alone and there's magazines and things like that. You planning ahead means I can block some channels on my TV so they're not even there. I can block some websites on my phone so they're not even there. That's what it means to plan ahead. Now, sometimes, even when you've planned ahead, you get hit by temptation right out of the blue. Maybe you have a problem with anger and you lose your temper pretty easily and you get impatient and you say stuff that you really go, I didn't really want to say that, but I did in that moment. And all of a sudden, you've done the best plan, but something happens with your kids or a coworker or a neighbor or somebody who cuts you off in the middle of the road. And now all of a sudden, you're feeling the adrenaline rise, and your temptation is to get angry. Maybe start cussing or whatever. And in that situation, you need emergency tactics. Okay, you need a break in case of emergency kit. When the temptation comes on, you weren't planning for it, but all of a sudden, boom, if I don't have an emergency kit here, I'm gonna get really upset here. I'm gonna get mean. I'm gonna get angry. I'm gonna get impatient with whoever just triggered me. What is the emergency kit for temptation? Write this down. Number 5, cry out to God and quote scripture. That's the emergency kit for temptation. You cry out to God and you quote scripture. 2 things you do. And you quote scripture to yourself, not to that person. Okay. But you quote it to yourselves like, you blankety blankety blank blank blank. Blessed be the name of the Lord. taste and see, the Lord is good. No. When I say first cry out to God, sometimes when you're in a tempting situation, you don't have a long conversation with God. You do what I call a microwave prayer, and it's one word, help.
Yeah.
Help, okay? This is not where I want to be right now, and I'm going to lose my cool, or I'm going to step across the line, or I'm going to do something stupid or say something stupid if, God, you don't help me right now. And so when you get in an emergency and all of a sudden that temptation hits you, and you feel the adrenaline running through your body for one kind of sin or another, you got to go, SOS, danger, Will Robinson, help, God, I need you right now. Mayday, mayday, help. Sometimes prayer is one word. Help.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Fall is here now, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we wanted to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife, Kay, created a brand new Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. This 2-part resource includes a calendar with a special door for every day of December that opens to reveal a hidden image and Bible verse. Use it with a companion daily devotional guide to help you and your family draw closer to Jesus and prepare your heart for the real celebration. The all-new Daily Hope Advent Calendar will help you spend the holidays worshiping instead of worrying, slowing down and reconnecting with God, and expressing gratitude for the true meaning of the season. You'll want to get the all-new Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. We'll send it to you to say thanks for your gift to support the ministry of Daily Hope. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to request yours in order to get your copy in time for Advent. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Sometimes when you're in a tempting situation, you don't have a long conversation with God. You do what I call a microwave prayer, and it's one word, help! Okay, this is not where I want to be right now, and I'm going to lose my cool, or I'm going to step across the line, or I'm going to do something stupid or say something stupid if, God, you don't help me right now. And so when you get in an emergency and all of a sudden that temptation hits you and you feel the adrenaline running through your body for one kind of sin or another, You got to go, SOS, danger, Will Robinson, help, God, I need you right now. Mayday, mayday, help. Sometimes prayer is one word. Help. And that's, the Bible is full of examples of David and Peter and Paul and a lot of other great people doing these microwave prayers where all of a sudden out of left field, a temptation comes along and you go, I'm not going to go down that road and I'll fall for it if God, you don't help me. Now here's what the Bible says, Psalm 50 verse 15, call to me when trouble comes and I will ignore you. Oh, that's not what God says. Call to me when trouble comes and I will what?
Save you.
Circle that. You call to God. You cry out to God. And you just say, God, I need your help right now. I'm trying so hard to break this bad habit. And I'm crying out to you right now. Now, why can I expect God to help me? Because he's sympathetic to my situation. Look at the next verse. Hebrews chapter 4. This is one of the most encouraging verses in the Bible. Hebrews 4, 15 and 16. Jesus understands our weaknesses, for he faced the same temptations we do. Yet, he did not sin. So, because he faced the same temptations we do and he didn't sin, so let us come boldly, that's crying out to God, help, let us come boldly to our gracious God, and there we will receive his mercy and grace, that's the power to change, to help us when we need it. Now, this is a very important verse, so circle a few things. First, circle the phrase, same temptations. He faced the same temptations. Have you ever realized that? Did Jesus ever struggle with anger? Yes. Was Jesus ever tempted with loneliness? Yes. Did Jesus ever struggle with sex and sexuality? Yes. Did Jesus ever, was he ever tempted by fatigue and to get grouchy? Yes. Why? Because he's God, but he's God in a fully human body. And the Bible says he was tempted in the same way as we are. So anytime there is no temptation you're going to have that Jesus hasn't already experienced. So Jesus goes, gotcha. I know what it's like. I was one of you. God says, I became a human incarnation. I was in the flesh. I know what it's like to want to just slug that person back because of the way they offended you just now. I know what it's like to want to just devastate that clerk because of how rude they were to you. You want to be more rude back. And Jesus knows what it means to be tempted by lust. Jesus knows what it means to be tempted by impatience. Jesus knows what it means to be tempted by fear and be so scared you go, I'm not going to do the right thing because I'm scared right now of what other people think. But it says he never sinned. Now, notice, tempted, but he never sinned. Here's an important thing you need to understand. It's not a sin to be tempted. So don't be intimidated by it. A lot of times Christians go, I've been a Christian now like 5 years. How come I'm still being tempted by that? Or I've been a Christian now 25 or 30 years or longer, but I'm still being tempted by that. And I start feeling intimidated or a little bad about it. Listen, you will never outgrow temptation in your life. That's part of being on a broken planet. It's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin to give in to temptation. Does that make sense? So a lot of times, you know, you're praying and all of a sudden you just have this foul thought go through your mind and you go, what kind of Christian am I? And then Satan starts putting you down and goes, see, you have that. No, he put that thought there. You're not responsible for the thoughts Satan puts in your mind. You are responsible for what you do with them. You don't have to choose to dwell on it. You know, I don't want to think that. And so you change your thought and think something. But you're not responsible for every... Thoughts come into your mind from 1,000 different stimuli, billboards, television, radio, internet. And you can't... Martin Luther used to say, you can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from making a nest in your hair. So if you have a vile thought, don't be intimidated by that and go, oh man, I'm not a godly woman. I'm not a godly man. I just had the most vile thought. That's a thought. It's a temptation. What you do with it now determines whether it turns into sin. That makes sense? So don't be intimidated by the devil. That's an important thing. Jesus was tempted in every way. He wasn't ashamed of it. You don't need to be. You're going to be tempted the rest of your life. You're never going to get to the point where you go, oh, well, I'm such a strong Christian, I'm never tempted anymore. Let me tell you something. The closer you get to God, the more Satan will throw at you. I know this. And he will keep throwing stuff at you and throwing stuff at you and throwing stuff at you, hoping that one of it will stick. You just can't get intimidated by God. I know what you're doing, Satan. I know you're going to do desire, doubt, deception, you know, and then disobedience. I'm not going to fall for it. So, and it's not a sin for me to be tempted. And I'm not going to give in to it, so I'm not sinning here. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed that you threw that thought in my mind. I didn't throw that my thought in my mind. You did. Does that make sense? You don't let him intimidate you, all right? Now, so the first thing is you cry out to God. But the second weapon that you do in an emergency is you remember God's word. Psalm 119, verse 11. I love this in the Message paraphrase. You should memorize this verse. I've banked your promises in the vault of my heart so that I won't sin. King James says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Message paraphrase, I've banked your promises in the vault of my heart so I won't sin. The more of this book you get into your mind, the more defenses you have against temptation. Because if you've memorized a verse, then when Satan tempts you, you go, well, that's not right, because God says this. In Jesus' temptation, we have the story of his temptation in the desert. He was given these three big temptations. Every time Satan tempted him, he quoted a Bible verse back to him. And by the way, all three verses were from the book of Deuteronomy, which some of you have never even read. It's one of the least read books in the Bible. And yet Jesus quoted the book of Deuteronomy, which was the verses that God gave to the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. And when he's in the wilderness being tempted, he uses that book. So when Satan comes and tempts you, he says, why don't you do this? Well, you don't want to say, now I have my pocket Bible here, and I know somewhere in here there's a verse that says, don't do that. That's not helpful. But if you've got it memorized, then the Holy Spirit can bring, yeah, but the Bible says this. Mm-hmm. And you memorize the promises of God. So what you want to do to be ready, your emergency kit, is you need, let's say you've got a problem with anger, okay? And you get triggered pretty easily. Well, then you just need to go find a verse in the Bible that's about anger. And then you need to write it down on a little 3x5 card, and you need to read it over and over and say it aloud until you got it memorized. And then every time that you start to think that, Holy Spirit can bring that verse to your mind, and you got a tool. The Bible, this book is worthless sitting over here on the shelf in your bedroom. But this book in your mind becomes, the Bible calls it the sword of the Spirit. It's how you're trying to fight the devil without a sword. This is your sword. The most helpful thing you can do is start finding some Bible verses that will help you in the areas where you're weak and memorize them. Put them in your mind. Bank them in your heart, okay? Now, here's the next thing, number six, in the steps to overcoming temptation. When I'm tempted, number six, refocus my attention on something else. Now, this is the key. Refocus my attention on something else. We have been taught that when you're tempted, you need to resist temptation. Everybody look up here. Nowhere in the Bible does it say resist temptation. It says resist the tempter, resist the devil. That's a different issue, and you do that in a different way. But nowhere in the Bible does it say resist temptation. Why? Because whatever you resist persists. Anything you resist means you're focusing on it. And when you're focusing on it, you're still being tempted. I've told you this story 5 or 10 times. When I was a little boy, my mom would make fresh cookies before dinner. She didn't want me to eat them before dinner. I'd come up, my nose would go right to the top of the thing. And she'd go, "Now, Ricky, don't you eat those cookies." "I'm not, Mom. I'm just smelling them." But the more I look at them, "I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it." What am I doing the whole time? Focusing on what I don't want. And whatever has your attention has you, captures you. You're a goner if you keep focused on. What I need to do is just turn away and look at something else. Mm-hmm. And break the attention, break the focus. I need to refocus my attention on something else. So the key to overcoming any temptation is not to resist it, but to just refocus. Just turn your mind to something else. If I'm watching TV and something on TV is either making me mad, sad, glad, sexually aroused, or anything else, whatever it's doing, and I go, "I don't want that," I don't sit there and go, "I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't, whoa, I don't want this, I don't want, whoa, I do not want this." The whole time, what am I doing? Focusing. It's real simple. Turn the channel. It wasn't that hard. Don't resist temptation. Refocus. You cannot control the thoughts that come into your mind, but you certainly can control changing the channel.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you would like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, fall is here, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we wanted to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created a brand new Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, friends, one of the most common questions that you hear this time of the year is, "Are you ready for Christmas?" It's a question that shows how much preparation we think is necessary just to celebrate this holiday and this holy day. We think getting ready for Christmas means putting up decorations and buying and wrapping gifts and sending cards and planning meals and helping with school plays and church musicals and office parties, and the list goes on, making sure that we help all the people who are in need. But does doing all that really get us ready for Christmas? Will making it through a checklist prepare me for celebrating the birth of Jesus? We both know the answer is no. And we both know that it's too easy to get so caught up in doing too many things, many of them good things, but so many things that we forget the real reason for the season. So you know what? Here at Daily Hope, we've put together a brand new resource that I want you to have. I hope it will help you really get ready for celebrating the birth of Jesus. It's an Advent calendar, a calendar of preparation. And each day on this calendar, you'll open one Bible verse. And then you just turn to the corresponding page in a companion book that we've put together, and you read through the very short spiritual growth devotional. Now, it only takes a couple minutes to read the Bible verse and the devotional, but it's going to prepare your heart for the coming of Christ at Christmas. My hope is that this resource, this Advent calendar, will help you spend the holiday expressing your gratitude to God, worshiping instead of worrying, and taking things off your schedule so you can appreciate the true meaning of Christmas. I don't want you to miss the miracle of Jesus this Christmas.
You'll want to get the all-new Daily Hope Advent calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. And we'll send it to you to say thanks for your gift of support to the ministry of Daily Hope. Today is the last day to request yours in order to get your copy in time for Advent. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.